I'd like now to welcome Robert Knott. He is the education reporter for the Santa Fe New Mexican, and he is with us every Friday speaking of the arts. Welcome, Robert.
Hey, good morning. How is you?
How I are?
Yeah.
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. That was a nice chat with Bill.
Indeed. So I can't believe he's moving. I'm so sad.
I know. He's one of my best friends in Santa Fe, and I'm really sorry he's leaving, too.
He's a wonderful person and an incredibly valuable person to this town in so many different ways.
I know,
he does this wonderful show on Friday nights called The Anthologist Cabinet of Musical Marvels. He does all this stuff with the animal shelter. And he's a terrific writer, and he's a great friend. Anyway,
I know.
Maybe he'll be back.
We can hope.
Yeah, or not, whatever. Anyway, Robert Knott, what's happening this weekend?
Well,
and the coming week.
I think it's the combination of Spanish market and Hispanic contemporary market, which means there's a lot of art going on, and which means if you're not interested in getting in traffic jams and don't want to go to the Spanish market, avoid the downtown area because the plaza's already being roped off. Both markets are from, Contemporary Hispanic is 8 to 5 Saturday and Sunday on Lincoln Avenue between the plaza and Federal Place. There is the usual preview award ceremony tonight at Santa Fe Community Convention Center in Marcy. All of this is open to the public and free, unless, of course, you buy art. You can check out contemporaryhispanicmarket.com for information. Meanwhile, the 59th annual Traditional Spanish Market is 8 to 5 tomorrow and Sunday on the plaza. Live music, dance. There is a members-only preview tonight at 7 o'clock at the Santa Fe Community Convention Center, but you've got to pay to get in at that. Check out SpanishMarket.org. You can also see today's Pasatiempo. I think Casey Sanchez did a story on the two markets. So that's the big stuff this week in the two various markets. Are you going to go to either one?
You know, I don't know. I'm going to the opera tonight, and we shall see.
Okay. And you may have heard Paul Taylor Dance Company's coming in, presented by Aspen Santa Fe Ballet.
I know.
8 o'clock Wednesday at the Lenzic, 988-1234. Now, which opera are you going to see?
Well, tonight's Madame Butterfly. Is that right?
That's the one that ends tragically, right?
Yes. A lot of operas end tragically. Yes, it's Madame Butterfly.
Mm. Do you think they'll ever get that opera together for the Titanic? Wouldn't that be a good opera? Well, like, we already know it's got a tragic ending, so nobody's going to be surprised. But they'd have to recreate the boat on deck and all that on the stage and have lots of characters. And
yeah, well, there's at least a great song that you can start working with.
What song?
Never mind. So let's see. What else is happening?
Well, there's a new opera, Life is a Dream.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. And the opening night is tomorrow. I had a nice conversation with the composer, Lewis Spratlin, yesterday on this show. And he's brilliant. And, you know, it's funny. I expected that the music would be difficult and the story would be great. And what I found was that it was kind of like watching Shakespeare. You know, the music was not as familiar as classical and Baroque music is, or Romantic music. But, you know, just in the same way that when you listen to Elizabethan English, you don't get every word, but you get the whole idea.
And this is sung in English.
This was sung in English. You understand every word of the English, and the music is accessible enough. And the story is fantastic, and the staging, lighting, costumes, and set are so brilliant that you just fall over. It's really good.
So you saw a preview, is what you're saying?
I saw the dress rehearsal.
And it's interesting because the story behind it is almost an opera in itself. You know, it was first commissioned for
Calderon story?
The New Haven Opera Theater back in 78. It wasn't produced. Then in 2000, he put on just a recital of the music. He won the Pulitzer for Act Two.
For Act Two.
And then it sits there, as he says, with the Pulitzer around its neck and nothing else happening. And now it's finally debuting, 2010, Santa Fe Opera. See James M. Keller's piece on it in today's Pasatiempo.
Yeah.
It opens 9 o'clock Saturday night.
And welcome to Santa Fe, James Keller. Or welcome to the Pasatiempo.
Yeah, he's been great. He's a great addition. He started around New Year's, and he's just a great writer, great classical music
writer. He started around New Year's? I didn't realize it was that long.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So yeah.
I just started reading him in the last couple months.
Life is a Dream only runs about 6 shows. We should warn people, you don't have a lot of time to go. between now and mid-August. So check out the opera, 986-5900. Standing room only tickets, always cheaper than the rest. Generally quite available.
Okay, Green Drinks Summertime Pool Party, Bishop's Lodge, today from 6:30 to 9 in the evening. Free food, poolside, cash bar. It's part of the Santa Fe Alliance. And for more information, I don't know. Anyway.
Is there skinny dipping after dark?
I don't know. You'd have to find out about that. But anyway, look up SantaFeAlliance.com for more information.
Okay. If you want to see some teen and youth theater this weekend, the City Different Players over at Santa Fe Performing Arts, housed in the Armory for the Arts at 1050 Old Pecos Trail, present Alice in Wonderland. That's 7 o'clock. I think it's Saturday night. It runs through August 1st, matinees. They also are doing, the teen ensemble is doing Jesus Christ Superstar. Best thing to do is call 984-1370. Find out everything you need to find out about those shows. Then if you're interested in more like a 50s doo-wop, Pandemonium Productions presents Grease. Bump, bump, ba doo wop, ba womp, bamboo. 7 o'clock tonight, James A. Little Theater. It's which is at the New Mexico School for the Deaf on Sirius Road. You got to pay to get into all this stuff. Pandemonium's phone number is 982-3327. And I believe they have a sing-along night one night where you can actually sing with the people, which I've never done, but they put the lyrics up on the wall.
Oh,
you,
nice.
You probably go to those things and sing along, right? I could see you singing that.
I sing quietly to be respectful to those around me.
There you go.
Me.
Robert will not break into song. Just break
no,
into
you can break into song. You sing better than I do.
Again,
not even any comparison.
So there's teen stuff there. And on the level of teen stuff, by the way, I'm having auditions one more time for yet another Warehouse 21 show. It's a revival of that tried but true classic, There's No Place Like Homicide, a film noir spoof.
Ooh.
And the auditions are tomorrow, 2 to 5 at Warehouse 21. Show up, be ready to read cold. Show goes up in September, October, so I'll be tied up pretty much through August, September, and October with that.
Hey, I got an email from Margarita saying DJ Margarita is back this Sunday, the 25th, at Rouge Cat, spinning some classic tandas and alternative tango for your dancing pleasure, 3 to 6 in the afternoon. Small cover, tango drink specials. Rouge Cat is at 101 West Marcy.
If you want a free concert, and who doesn't, go over to the Federal Park at 2 o'clock Sunday for the Santa Fe Concert Band with Gregory Heltman conducting. Bring a blanket,
Yay.
Bring a lawn chair, bring some water, bring a hat. Admission is free, but donations are welcome. It's called the Musical Treat in Federal Park, and that's a great little Federal Park. You've got a lot of trees, and you could play... You could play hide and seek there at night, and it's a lot of fun. So that's a Santa Fe Concert Band, 2 o'clock Sunday in Federal Park. And as we've talked about before, we may as well keep talking about it, Joe Hayes is back.
Yay.
28 years at the Wheelwright, telling stories of ghosts, goblins, ghouls, and nice people. 7 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday nights, free admission. Bring comfortable seating. We're at Wheelwright, 704 Camino Alejo on Museum Hill.
Bring comfortable seating?
Yeah, like bring a blanket or a chair. The same thing those
There's no chairs?
Buses. No.
Oh.
So, 982-4636, give them a ring if you want to know more. Bring the kids. It's a great thing in the summer. If you're a visitor to town, head on up there to hear Joe Hayes tell terrific stories, 7 and 8 o'clock.
Excellent.
And also up in that area, Nacho Mendez is doing a concert on July 28th, which I believe is Thursday. This is at St. John's College. No, pardon me, it's Wednesday. Wednesday night, St. John's College, 6 to 8 p.m. on the athletic field. Free and family-friendly summer concert series continues. Music on the Hill, Nacho Mendez. It's going to be a lot of fun, 6 o'clock Wednesday night.
Yay.
No pets.
No pets.
Food and drinks available for purchase. For more information, check out www.stjohnscollege.edu. And what do you know about Somos Uno?
Oh yeah, we did an interview on that the other day. It's a big free event which is focused on youth arts and youth mentoring. And it's at the Convention Center all day tomorrow and Sunday.
10 to 4, so sort of in tandem with, not necessarily connected to the two Spanish markets, but if you're in downtown, head over to the Community Convention Center at 201 West Marcy Street, easy to find, and you'll see a whole bunch of different storytelling, dance, music, hula hooping, stilt walking, Africa drumming, drama, indigenous dance, teen poetry, a circus, oh boy.
A circus. Everyone loves a circus.
Everyone loves a circus, and the circus loves everyone.
And you just broke into song, I'm just saying.
Tonight is the Delgado Street Gallery's art walk, instead of going up Canyon Road, which you can do anyway. Go over to Delgado Street, you'll see various galleries like Pippin Michael Fine Art, Ortever Santa Fe, In Art Santa Fe, GVG Contemporary, and the Arroyo Gallery having their art walk tonight, 5 to 8 p.m. Check it out.
And at Meow Wolf on 1800 2nd Street, just the corner of 2nd Hopewell, solo show of new works on paper by Nicholas Toll. And that was last weekend and again this weekend from 5 to 10, and also open through the 31st of July, Fridays and Saturdays, 5 in the afternoon to 10 at night.
How nice. On Thursday night, Lyle Lovett's back in town with his large band, performing at the Paolo Soleri Amphitheater.
Hey, and there's some hope for that amphitheater.
There's some hope for the amphitheater on the Santa Fe Indian School. Otherwise, this could be the last hurrah for the concert venue. You might hear country, you might hear blues, you might hear gospel, you might hear jazz. You never know with this guy. You got to pay to get in. Call the Lundzik, 988-1234. And one more time, that's 7 o'clock Thursday at Paolo Soleri. And Mike's Music Exchange in El Dorado. You know anything about that place?
There's a lot going on there. We talk about it on this show. I haven't been out there yet.
No, me either. 7 o'clock also Thursday night. You've got singer-songwriter Tao Rodriguez Seeger, who is grandson of Pete Seeger. They're going to be doing a show, 7 o'clock. There's a suggested donation of a certain amount we can't mention on KSFR. But I'll give you the phone number, 466-2782. Again, that's 7 o'clock Thursday night, Mike's Music Exchange.
And tomorrow at 11 in the morning, horticulturalist Michael Clark discusses how to keep your tropical plants lush and insect-free, and how and when to repot them. And, you know, tropical plants in the desert, not so easy, but it can be done. And that's at Tropic of Capricorn. And for more information, you can call them at 983-2700. They're over on Old Las Vegas Highway.
So they're like organic insecticides, so your dogs and cats don't get sick from you using Raid.
Yeah. Well, are you talking about plant insecticides or like...
No, for the first time ever in my whole life, in all the places I've lived, including New York City...
You have cockroaches.
No, I don't have cockroaches. There's no cockroaches in Santa Fe.
Yeah, there are.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding.
I thought the altitude killed them off.
Nope. They're not very big.
I never see them.
I've seen them.
I have
one.
Ants, small ants. And I catch every living insect in my house, moth, bee, wasp, and release them outside. Flies, if I can catch them. But ants I kill. So yeah. I'm killing them like one by one, sometimes with a hammer, sometimes with a napkin. Or if they go down on the floor, my dogs eat them. But they're all over my sink. They're probably looking for water. And I clean up all my cupboards. I'm really neat.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm getting tired of this. Like, this morning I had, like, 15 to kill.
Yeah.
So there are organic insecticides I can use?
There are. You should probably do a Google search because there's a lot of choices. I know somebody who put a line of boric acid, and I guess... But I can't remember whether it was for ants or roaches. And that, you know, they basically, when they cross that, it messes them up. But look it up.
If somebody out there has some good ideas, can they email you and then you'll forward it to me?
Yeah, if you have good ideas about how to get rid of ants, email radiocafe@ksfr.org.
Because I don't want to do like the Three Stooges did in that short movie where they had like ant traps and... Anyway. New Mexico Jazz Fest.
Are you talking about the Three Stooges again?
No, I barely mentioned them at all. New Mexico Jazz Fest is still going on. You're going to be happy to know that Los Pioneros de la 21 y El Migón Zenón Quintet is playing at 7:30 Friday.
Los Pioneros, yeah.
Sí,
Friday,
Pioneros.
That's tonight. Unfortunately, I can't go because I'm going to the opera. Otherwise, I would love to go because they're great. That's Puerto Rican traditional music.
Well, they're
wonderful.
Playing down in Albuquerque Saturday. Oh, it's Los Pioneros. It's not Pioneros.
Pioneros.
Yeah.
Plena.
So it's part of Jazz Fest, 988-1234 to find out more. I think Michael Wade Simpson did a piece in today's Pasatiempo about this here event.
Hey, have you seen the website thisiswhyyourefat.com? It's basically people send in photographs of food. And so, for example, maple bacon Twinkies, chocolate bacon Twinkies, peanut butter Twinkies, and then cheesy blasters. Somebody sent in a picture of cheesy blasters. And what is in cheesy blasters, you may ask? All beef hot dogs stuffed with jack cheese, folded into a pepperoni pizza, and baked, and then covered in nacho cheese.
No, in my perusing of the internet, occasionally stopping to look at such sites as Naughty Nostalgia, Retro Raunch, and
you didn't find thisiswhyyourefat.com. It's an
20s.
Amazing.
I didn't find thisiswhyyourefat.com.
It's an amazing website. Here's another one. It's a s'more. Milk chocolate, s'more marshmallow,
what?
Peanut butter, Nutella, and black raspberry jam, all sandwiched between two graham crackers and microwaved until the fillings reach liquid consistency.
Well, I want some more of that.
It's unbelievable what's on this website. It's like you get a heart attack just looking at it.
Now, wait a minute. Why are you searching it? And by the way, are you...
Somebody sent it to me.
Do you concoct any of these delicious eateries yourself?
There's one that looks good, although I've never made it. I just discovered this site yesterday. It's called Maple Bacon Donut, and it's a donut covered in maple frosting and topped with bacon.
So I come on and talk about Anne Margaret the Three Stooges and sing. I get grief. You come on, and you got 8 minutes on
peanut butter. You're not giving me grief?
Grasshoppers.
I consider this grief.
This is why you're... Memento Mori is a show over at Pop Gallery, 133 West Water Street. Work by Daniel Martin Diaz, Brandon Maldonado, and Marie Siena. Artist reception, 6 o'clock Saturday. Show runs through August. And we have a really nice cover story and a cover image in the Paso Tempo today. It looks like icons and monsters together.
And don't forget to go to the CCA Cinematheque for all kinds of movies.
Oh.
And Joan Rivers' movie is still playing.
I very much like it.
You were talking about it. City of Your Final Destination is a documentary about show business. Haven't seen it yet. Is that the Joan Rivers movie?
No, that's the Merchant Ivory story with Laura Linney.
Okay, right. And anyway, lots more. Oh, Exit Through the Gift Shop. I'm actually planning on seeing that. That's supposed to be wonderful. Have you seen that?
I have not. I've seen a lot of pictures that are out there, mostly the little independents that I like watching, but I've not seen that one you mentioned. But that's CCA. And Cyrus is a very enjoyable, offbeat, strange picture over at DeVargas. Terrific cast includes John O'Reilly, Marissa Tomei.
What about Inception?
Jonah Hill. I haven't seen the big budget ones for the summer. I tend to avoid them unless I'm assigned them as a review.
Oh, a friend of mine went to Inception and said it was fabulous.
That's what I hear. Salt opens today if you want to see Angelina Jolie playing an undercover Russian spy who's not really a spy. For kids in the audience, Ramona and Beezus. Remember the Beverly Cleary stories?
I do indeed.
So they made a movie. And that's over at Regal Stadium 14. And then there's The Kids Are All Right with Julianne Moore and Annette Bening as a couple who have teenage kids. And then the sperm donor who shows up, Mark Ruffalo, and Antics Ensue. That's over at Regal DeVargas.
Antics Ensue. That basically, you could say that about a whole lot of things.
I can.
Yeah, you can.
And when people get tired of it, I say hijinks happen.
And then at the Screen, don't forget, that's the other very wonderful independent movie theater here in Santa Fe, Returning Friday, The Silence Before Bach. And then Per Portabella, which is a Spanish movie from a couple of years ago. Oh, Per Portabella, is that the name of the... Anyway, The Silence Before Bach. And then The Girl Who Played with Fire. Have you heard about that one?
Yeah, that's a sequel to The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. It's a trilogy.
Oh, is it?
Yes, and this is number two. The third
Excellent.
One will be out in the autumn.
Well, so that's all happening at The Screen. And you can go to thescreensf.com.
I'm going to list 5 or 6 art openings tonight. I like to give the galleries a plug. So here we go, in no particular order. Blue Rain Gallery, downtown on Lincoln Avenue, has Spanish Market Show with Santos by Gustavo Victor Goler. Reception 5 to 7 tonight. Runs through the weekend. Darnell Fine Art, 640 Canyon Road, has Fragments. It's work by Brenda Hope Zapatil and Claire McArdle, 5 to 7. You can check out Jane Sauer Gallery, 52 Canyon Road for new ceramic works by Adrian Arleo.
Now, I have to say about Jane Sauer, she was at SOFA. Her gallery was represented at SOFA. And then I saw an artwork that she'd done that was also a piece of art that she had done, I guess, some years ago. And she had a whole career as an artist, and she's an amazing artist.
That's good to hear.
Who knew this?
I didn't know this either, so head up to her gallery at 652 Canyon Road tonight. Meyer Gallery on Canyon Road, 225, has paintings by Milt Kobayashi, reception 5 to 7. There's a place called Michelle's Closet on Don Diego Court. They're having a Spanish market show, reception 5 to 8. All these listings, by the way, are in the Pamela Beach's calendar in the Paso Tiempo. And finally, why not mention Santa Fe Fine Art at 221 West San Francisco Street, which has atmospheric dimensions.
Hey, check this out. I just got a note that said, hi, I am having good results using ground cinnamon. Find out where the ants are coming into the house, then put a, it says maginot, M-A-G-I-N-O-T, line of cinnamon that they will not cross.
That's a good tip. They're coming in like right above my sink. I'm trying to figure out, you know, I'm going to go under my sink later today and see if they're under there. But I do really keep a neat place. Okay, ground cinnamon.
Yeah.
What is it called, the maginite?
I don't know. I think it's just a line of cinnamon.
Can you check that out since you have your computer handy?
I do, but also she said don't forget to save the chimps. There's a movement to put these chimps in a sanctuary. They're in this Alamogordo primate facility.
That's right.
And they are languishing there and suffering. And so if you want to go to APNM.org, you can find out more about Animal Protection New Mexico, APNM.org. Find out about getting these chimps into a sanctuary.
Thanks. I'll try the cinnamon later on.
Yeah, try the cinnamon.
Tonight, music-wise.
Wait. You were still doing art openings. I want to add one more. Wax paper, an exhibition of works by members of the Encaustic Art Institute. They paint an encaustic, which is a 2,000-year-old wax process developed by the Egyptians to paint mummy masks. And it is tomorrow from 1 to 6 in the afternoon at the Encaustic Art Institute, which is at 18 County Road 55A, or General Goodwin Road in Cerrillos. For more information, 424-6487.
Mummy masks, huh?
Just saying.
Okay, music tonight. Chispa del Mason at 8 o'clock has the Three Faces of Jazz, no cover. Dragon Room at Pink Adobe has Savor, Cuban Music, 6 to 9, yay, no cover. El Cañon at the Hilton has Jerry Carthy, 7:30, folk music, no cover. El Farol has Don Curry, Pete Springer, and Andy Prim teaming up at 9:30. There is a small cover charge. And at the same time, La Fiesta Lounge has the Hoodoos at 8 o'clock tonight. I like to dance to those guys. You can head on down to the Mineshaft for Aya, Soulful Reggae, at 8 o'clock, no cover. That's in Madrid. And if you like, the Tin Star has the Pleasure Pilots at 9:30 tonight. There's a small cover charge. Finally, an oldie but a goodie. Well, I'm not going to suggest he's old, but he's been there a long time. Doug Montgomery, 6 o'clock, followed by Charles Tishner at 8 o'clock at Vanessi tonight. No cover. Piano bar music, all you like. Tonight. By the way, this morning, tomorrow morning at 10, the guys that did Life is a Dream, Louis Spratlin and James Marenis, they're going to talk about the opera in a moderated talk tomorrow morning.
Oh, good.
At 10 o'clock at El Museo Cultural. There's no charge. Call the opera for info, 986-5900.
I'm glad you mentioned that because I forgot to mention it in our conversation with Spratlin yesterday.
Good. Santa Fe Artist Market's running next to Site Santa Fe this weekend, 9 to 1 both days. Santa Fe Farmers Market Saturday, 7 to noon over there in the rail yard. We already talked about the Youth Arts Festival. Santa Fe Chamber Music Fest has a concert Sunday night.
Yes, thank you. I forgot to mention the great opening last weekend of Santa Fe Chamber Music. They've got a fantastic summer coming up.
Good thing I'm remembering all these things you keep forgetting about. There's no coordination between us, is there?
No, there's no rapport either.
There's rapport.
Chamber music is a good thing.
What do you know about Flamenco's Next Generation show, 2 o'clock Sunday?
Go ahead.
Maria Benitez Institute for Spanish Arts, 2 o'clock, Lodge at Santa Fe, 750 North St. Francis Drive. Got to pay to get in. Here's a phone number, 490-0433. You can always check out mariabenitez.com. Show runs through mid-August.
Hey, did you mention that David Geist, Geist Cabaret, tonight and tomorrow, Faith Page will be joining David Geist, and Sunday it'll just be David. Geist Cabaret is in Pranzo Restaurant, right in downtown Santa Fe.
Nice. Don't forget Santa Fe Bandstand, Outside In, teaming up with the City of Santa Fe.
Yes.
Concerts at noon at 6 o'clock, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. People are getting down there to swing and sing. It's lots of fun. And you can enjoy that to sometime into late August, I believe.
Yep. It's a wonderful thing.
Soulmates, Cowboy Boots and Art, New Mexico Museum of Art. Exhibit talk with James Holmes talking about his work in that there exhibition. That chat, though, is going to be at noon on Monday at New Wing Gallery, 107 West Palace Avenue, by museum admission. Therefore, I admit that's the New Mexico Museum of Art. Head in there, and you can hear James Holmes talk about Soulmates, Cowboy Boots and Art, 12 noon Monday. On Tuesday, we've got Youth Nights at the Opera. You can bring the kids down to Albert Herring dress rehearsal at 9 o'clock. They get in really cheap, 986-5900. Let's say that it's Wednesday night, because like, that's not a night like you usually get excited about. And you say to yourself, gee, I want to do something, but I don't want to go to the opera. I don't want to go to the chamber music. I don't want to go to bandstand. I don't know what I want to do. My suggestion is stay home and watch reruns of
South Park.
South Park, that's very good. That's not bad at all.
That's what I do.
Well, you've got other options. First of all, South Park.
What? It's the greatest work of genius of the 21st century.
Well, that's not a bad thing to stay home and watch on Wednesday nights, assuming you're not going to watch reruns of Ursula Andress movies from the 60s. But Santa Fe Clay Summer Slide Lecture is called Go Figure, having, I imagine, something to do with the figure.
Hey, you know what? We're almost out of time.
7 o'clock, Santa Fe Clay. Judith Condon's. You got to be kidding me. How did this happen so quickly?
I don't know, but it's almost 9. I don't even hear the music.
I barely got time to flirt with you or sing a Dean Martin tune. I'm going to be gone for 2 weeks.
Now I hear the music. Okay. You've been listening to Santa Fe Radio Cafe. Robert Knott, thank you so much for being with us. Blah, blah, blah.
I'll see
stay
in a few
tuned.
Weeks.
Mary Lynn LeBlanc. Hasta la vista, baby.
Wow.
That was it. That was fast.
Rob DeWall to fill in for me.
Have a great weekend.
Well, goodbye.
Bye.